This is the Environment Report from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Wildlife are being poisoned, and much of the time people using the poisons are not even aware of the danger. We talked to one person who's on a crusade to make people understand what's at risk when they use rat poison. David Collins got interested in rat poison after a pair of great horned owls nested in a park in Ann Arbor. He learned owls are often poisoned because they go after slower-moving rats that have been poisoned. He started noticing rat poison bait traps around town.
When I'm walking my dog, I'd walk by them repeatedly and not really think that there was anything I could do about it. It's, you know, city properties and businesses. And it wasn't until this year that I finally decided, hey, maybe I can talk to somebody and see if I can get them to change their mind.
Is this one of them?
This is one of them.
He decided to talk to some of the businesses about the risks, and they removed their traps. Then he noticed Washtenaw County buildings had a lot of the bait traps. He called his county commissioner, and in days, the county removed those traps.
Yeah, it was deceptively quick because not everyone is quite so cooperative. But it did help me realize that maybe there is a chance to get rid of a few of them in town, if nothing else.
Collins learned about the link between rat poison and wildlife poisonings because of the Howell Nature Center's website. Dana DeBenham is the recently retired wildlife director at the center. As we were walking around, she showed me a captive bald eagle and some other raptors that cannot be released into the wild because of their injuries. Then we dodged the road construction near the flight cages to visit a barn owl they've named Gilly in a barn.
A pair of barn owls or a family of barn owls in your barn can eat 2,000 to 4,000 mice and rats a year. That's fantastic natural rodent control.
Barn owls have been wiped out in Michigan because of loss of habitat and because of rat poison. DeBenham says almost all birds and mammals are exposed to rat poison.
Studies show, for instance, at Tufts University in Massachusetts, that 86% of the raptors coming in test positive for rodenticides.
86%. And birds of prey are not the only ones.
Sadly, it's affecting all kinds of wildlife, not just raptors. Foxes, coyotes, bobcats.
And pets are being poisoned. Carrie McKinney is an emergency care veterinarian at the Ann Arbor Animal Hospital.
Pets have access to the rodenticide themselves. I think the secondary exposure with pets eating poisoned rodents is probably a little bit less likely, but certainly possible.
She says rat poison is one of the top ways pets are poisoned.
Nationwide, according to Pet Poison Helpline, that's one of the top 10 poisoning cases that they see.
Top 10.
Not all rat poisons work the same. The so-called first-generation poisons are anticoagulants, which work slower and take a few doses. Newer second-generation anticoagulants kill rats much faster and build up in wildlife much faster. And then there are neurotoxicants. It's much more difficult to save an animal exposed to them. There are rat poisons which don't kill wildlife or pets. They're often called eco-friendly rat poisons. But when someone has a rat problem, they usually want the fastest, most lethal poison to get rid of the vermin as quickly as possible. David Collins, the guy trying to get the rat poison bait traps removed from his town, understands that a rat infestation is a horrible problem for a restaurant or a school or home.
I'm not entirely against rodenticides in all cases, but I want to make sure that if people do choose to use them, if they've exhausted every other possibility and their rodent problem is so severe, that they openly acknowledge the reality that they'll be taking many other animals and possibly even pets along with them.
The experts say, before poison, first, don't attract rats. Don't leave pet food outside. Clean up under your bird feeder. Keep tight lids on trash cans and pick up your pet's waste. Then, if you feel you must put out a rat poison bait trap, use an eco-friendly one that won't kill wildlife or pets. With the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.